Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, I hope you had a prosperous and well, you know, weekend and, you know, excited about what you need to be doing in your business as you get the week started. You're listening to Baba Jahi here on the We Work From Home Morning Show here on Home Based Business 101. And thank you so much, Isaiah, wonderful grandson, for introducing this program as you do each and every morning. Ooh, I don't know what I'd do without you. Love you so much. Hey, people. Well, it's Monday, you know, Monday morning. And, you know, hey, I'm going to give you out a few tips in terms of home-based business and then also some motivation and some information, you know, to check out. One of the things that you need to think about when doing your business is as you do your advertisement is to offer specials and discounts. Specials and discounts. Now, what I mean by specials and discounts? People like getting something for free. People like getting something for free. So you need to make sure you always have some giveaways. You know how, you know, traditional business, how they get you? They have a sale item. And you see, wow, so-and-so got such and such on sale. Well, that's to get you in the store. How often have you gone in the store to get something that was on sale, and while you was there, you picked up four or five more items? But how they got your attention was the sale item, the sale item, or the giveaways. You know, they have something that they're giving away today. You hear about, you know, such and such store, for the first 50 customers that come in, they're giving such and such away. Like, man, I'm going to get by there. You know, it's not too often that people just come and get the one sale item or the giveaway and say, that's all I came to get. That's all I'm taking. I'm leaving. They inadvertently will end up spending more money and checking on other things in that store. And it'll be the same with your business. Find out what you can give away. And one of the things I give away is I give away e-books. You know, I have a tremendous collection of e-books that I use to give away to promote services that I offer. And I also, for coaching, I give people a free complimentary coaching session. One session, 40 minutes, get to know them, find out what their interests are. And, you know, hey, and then if we have a fit and they want to do more, then they sign up for more. You know, and we go ahead and we do that. So you want to find something that you can give away. You know, works every time, works like a charm. Have something that you can give away, or buy one, get one free. People like those kind of deals, too. If you got something that you're trying to move, you want to do it, let people know, hey, if you buy one item, like, you can get another one for free. Or buy one, get one half price. Again, these are kind of specials that you want to always be thinking about to keep attention and keep people moving. And one of the best ways to advertise, you know, we did a show where we went over some information about it, is through mobile marketing. You definitely want to have you a mobile marketing club. You know, you need to have a mobile marketing club for your business. Some of you might say who missed that show, well, what is mobile marketing? Mobile marketing is a program and platform that you're able to use to send out text messages to your clientele. Now, you say, well, how does all of that work? Well, with a mobile marketing platform, you have a keyword and a short code. And, you know, you just like, let me give you an example. A lot of people, you know, when it came to American Idol, is they have you text in what? You text for who you wanted to vote for. And that's how a lot of, you know, I mean, they use that mobile marketing piece thing, you know, tremendously. You know, and people got familiar with that in terms of, you know, the whole thing in terms of American Idol and people getting, you know, you go to vote for the person you wanted to vote for, and you had to text a keyword to a short code or for the person to get your vote. Well, with mobile marketing, what you can do when you give out people your receipts, what you want to do, on your receipt, you want your keyword and your short code. And the short code is a number. Like, you know, if you want to test it out, I have a short code. If you text the word keyword, all one word, learn more, LEARNMORE, to 58203, you'll get a message back and it'll tell you about a business opportunity. And basically, you can use a short code to market a product, to market an opportunity. You can use it to do so many different things. And that's like, you know, several restaurants, they use mobile marketing. You come in, they get your cell number. You know, they have a survey form, or they ask you to fill it out. Or you'll see a thing. It says, sign up for our discount club. Text the word discount to such and such number, and you look in there, you're waiting for your pizza or whatever, boom. You text in, then it asks you to opt in. You click and you opt in, and now what they do, they got your database, they got your number in the database. And by having your number in the database, what that enables them to do as a business, now when they do specials, they send out a text blast. See, one time people were doing email blasts. Well, you know, hey, what happened? They came up with junk folder, spam mail, and you know, people don't read their emails as often as people check their texts. You know, I've seen people, you know, do some things that I wouldn't advise people to do. You're driving, you get a text, you know, grabbing the phone and trying to, wait till you stop, park your car, or no accident out there trying to read a text. I mean, you got people texting while driving. It's very, very dangerous. That's a safety tip. But that just shows the impulse that people have when they receive a text. There was a time when everybody rushed home because they wanted to hear something on their computer. And what they wanted to hear was, you got mail. And, you know, AOL came up with that. You know, and that's how people got into email. Then as email grew and expanded, you know, people started getting all kind of emails from who knows who. And, you know, people have a tendency to open something on them. Then they came up with spam folder, junk folder. People say, you know, you email me something, let me know, so don't go to my junk folder. But with Texas, there is no junk folder. Somebody hasn't invented that one yet. But there's no, you know, text comes, it comes through. It doesn't get filtered. You know, the only way you stop, you have to opt out, you know, and click stop. And when they opt you out of the program, don't send you no more text. But from a business point of view, this is the greatest new advertising tool, and I suggest to any business owner to make sure you get yourself a mobile marketing program. If you need help and assistance with that, again, give us a call at 252-106-0774. And also, if you have any questions this morning, send a text to 252-406-0774. Send us a text, you know, question, and we will attempt to our best of our ability to answer your question. So, again, we're talking about, you know, advertisement and specials and giveaways, and the mobile marketing program and platform really allows you to take full advantage of that. And that's what, like I said, restaurants do. They might have a special where they say, hey, top of the hour, first 10 customers come in, we're giving away free chicken boxes or free chicken platters. Or, you know, come by, one order of chicken, get a second order free, first 20 customers. Here's the promo code. Bam, they send you a text to your phone. You look at it, you say, man, I wasn't going to so-and-so's for lunch today. But, man, they got, you know, buy one chicken platter, get a second chicken platter free. And you grab a friend and say, hey, look, come on, go over lunch with me over to so-and-so's. I got this thing that says first one. Let's get there 15 minutes early so we can be there and beat the crowd. And all I got to do is show them the promo code on my phone. They show you show the promo code, they scan it in, bam. And you're in business. Well, you can do the same with your home-based business. If you have a mobile marketing club, whatever it is that you're marketing, you know, and again, if you need help with marketing, that's what we're here for. We do marketing coaching. Again, give us a call at 252-406-0774. So, you know, you develop yourself a mobile marketing club for advertising and your promotion. So this is very, very key. You know, and that's one of my business tips for you in terms of this week, to really concentrate on your advertising. Now, again, some of you might not be convinced about mobile marketing, but just ask yourself this question. When you get a text, how soon do you open it up and look at it? Most people, it's immediately, the majority of people, it's less than 4 minutes. That is the national average. So that would be a clue in terms of advertising something. If you can send something out and people are going to read it within less than 4 minutes, man, bam, great advertising tool. Great, great advertising tool. Definitely want to use that tool for marketing your products and your services. Great, great tool. And you have to advertise your business. Next greatest tool in advertising is word of mouth. It can make you a break. You want to have good customer service. So when you have good customer service, people will refer people to you because they appreciate your customer service. Good customer service is so, so important. I've seen places where customer service has destroyed the business. Hiring the wrong people. People treating people like crap. You know, people like, I ain't going back there no more. Matter of fact, I want my money back, and I'm going to tell everybody when I walk out the store, don't go in there. See? You know, so you want to make sure you have good customer service. You know, they have a saying in business, the customer's always right. You know, I used to didn't agree with that, but I understand the point of view. If you have a customer, you want to cater to their needs. I have given people money back at times when really they technically were not due money back, okay? But I gave them their money back so that no matter what they felt didn't go right with the service or whatever, that they can't say that they didn't get their money back. Now, I could have been technical with a couple of people and say, well, you know, hey, you know, you got what you paid for. It's not my fault. You didn't take advantage of it or didn't understand it correctly. I'm not giving you no refund. See, you don't, and you do good work. It's not that often that you have people that demand a refund. You have those, you know, rare few people who just, for some reason, they just can't be pleased. So, you know, give them their money back. Just give them their money back. You know, it's reverse psychology. See, they can't go say nothing bad about you. Even if they do, and it comes back to you, you can ask the person that brings you that bad news. So just ask them one fundamental question. Did they get their money back? And see, the person said, well, they gave you money back. And what are you complaining about? See, and I've seen that work. So you definitely want to use that, you know, in terms of your customer service. So we talked about mobile marketing this morning. We've talked about great customer service. And, you know, again, this is a short program today about working in the garden. And one of the things, lessons from the garden in terms of lessons to your business. While working the garden today, and part of the issue we're dealing with today in the garden is we didn't get a chance to tend to it for a couple of weeks because we got busy working on some other projects. So now we got all of these weeds in the garden. And, I mean, oh, man, it's a job getting them out. But, see, that's the same thing that can happen in your business. When you don't tend to something and you put it off and you fall behind, weeds will crop up. And then when the weeds crop up, what happens is then it creates extra work. Where if you take care of things bit by bit, you save yourself extra work. Save yourself from the burden of what I'm dealing with right now, which is getting a lot of weeds out the garden so they don't kill and choke the tomato plants and other stuff. So when weeds crop up in your business, things that you didn't take care of. See, then it takes you away from other projects that you're working on. So you got to balance things out. you really, really need to balance things out in your business, also in your personal life and in your spiritual life. You got to balance things out so that as you do things, you don't let weeds pop up in your business that then causes you to have to give it your immediate attention or to kill one aspect of your business. And we do not want to lose our garden, and so we don't want the weeds to kill the garden. So we have to get out here and we have to get the weeds out. Now, it's a lot of tedious work. If we, you know, hadn't have put it off or got caught up with other projects that were just as demanding, but still found, you know, a half an hour here and there to come before the weeds had gotten as tall as they had, to chop them down and tend to the garden, then we wouldn't have all of these tall weeds to mow out, chop out today. So you want to make sure you don't have weeds growing in your business. Okay, okay. I want to leave you with a couple positive thoughts because, you know, we always want to deal with positive thoughts that can help us do more than what we are currently doing. Understand that there's an easy path through life and a hard path. You can crawl up the Rocky Mountain or you can take an escalator through life. It's all a matter of choice. And it deals with your attitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. And again, pleasing personality, good customer service, you know, keeps you from having to go up that rocky road, the hard path. You want to take the escalator through life. Remember this, if we don't like what is happening to us in the world, all we have to do is change our consciousness, and the world out there changes for us. And that's by Lester Livingston, The Keys to Ultimate Freedom, written in 1993. If we don't like what is happening to us in the world, all we have to do is change our consciousness, and the world out there changes for us. So you want to remember that. And you definitely want to remember this one right here. Doubt, fear, and anxiety are caused by ignorance. We must know the truth. Once you know the truth, embrace the truth, and the truth will set you free. One thing to be set free from is ignorance. So make sure that you know the truth. The truth will set you free and will help you fight ignorance because doubt, fear, and anxiety come to us from being ignorant of the things that we want to do. And last but not least, remember this as a wrap-up for the day, that no matter what is happening in your life, no matter what you think will happen, it can be another way. The direction you appear to be headed can be altered. Nothing is set in concrete. It can be another way. Remember that. It can be another way. No matter what you're going through right now, it can be another way. No matter where you think you're headed, whatever direction you appear to be headed, you can always alter it. You know, you can always do better. Because nothing is set in concrete. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi here this morning on the We Work From Home morning show here on Home Based Business 101. And I hope the information that I shared with you this morning was a blessing to you. And, you know, go read yourself a good book, too. You know, a good author to pick up materials on is John C. Maxwell. You know, John C. Maxwell. Make sure you go pick up a good book. Check out, you know, what Mr. Maxwell has written, some of the books that he's written. Two that I really definitely recommend is Falling Forward and the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. So make sure you pick up a good book this morning, read, grow, and help your business prosper and be successful. Until tomorrow morning, this is Baba Jahi. Take care. God bless you. Love you. And have a great and wonderful, prosperous day.